One consequence of the COVID-19 pandemic is that visitors are flocking to the Catskills and Adirondacks to enjoy the outdoors, but they're leaving a trace. Now, the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is responding to increased reports of trash being left behind. I spoke with DEC Chief of Staff Sean Mahar about the agency's emphasis on its public education campaign.
Obviously, we have put a big focused attention on encouraging people to get outside and play smart, play safe, and play local. And that's really the campaign that we have underway right now, encouraging people to find lesser used areas and avoiding the overcrowded spots in popular destinations like the Adirondacks and Catskills. And you know, what we've seen during the COVID-19 response is obviously more and more people are looking to nature to get outside, to maintain a good, healthy living lifestyle. And New York's open spaces really afford many great opportunities for that to happen. But now what we're seeing, obviously, with this increased use is a lot of litter and trash in certain areas and in some of the more popular recreation spots. And that's why, as part of our Play Smart, Play Safe, Play Local campaign, we're also encouraging people to leave no trace and really carry out what they carry in with them. It's very important because we can't have our open spaces being trashed like this. And it's everyone's responsibility to make sure that they're picking up after themselves and leaving these places in an as pristine or more pristine condition than when they found it. And everyone can do their part to make sure that they're leaving no trace while they're enjoying the outdoors.
Some of these places, when you see the photos that people are posting on Facebook in certain regions, I mean, there's a lot. It's not just a trail mix wrapper. Are there any teeth that DEC can put in enforcement-wise? Are there any personnel? Do you have the funds to have people out there monitoring?
Well, there are various laws against littering in general, and we do enforce those as we encounter people who are littering. And it's an important reminder that if you do litter and are caught, you are subject to fines and fees regarding that. But before we resort to that, we're obviously putting out our major public education campaign, again, encouraging people to play smart, play safe, and play local, and leave no trace when they're out in the wilderness.
Greene County residents near Catterskill Cove say the spot has become overrun with visitors and is a trash dump this summer. Volunteers say they clean up and the cycle starts again. Facebook posts cite visitors dumping lawn bags filled with garbage, along with diapers, grills, and much more. Nearly 3,000 people have signed a petition demanding a long-term solution. They say town officials and DEC have been ignoring the problem. Today, DEC released a public service announcement.
Clean up your mess. This isn't just a message from parents to kids. This is a message from us to you. Enjoy the outdoors.
The PSA shows trash scenes at Black River Wild Forest at the Adirondack Foothills, Peekamoose Blue Hole in Ulster County, and Catterskill Falls.
Mind isn't just ugly, it can be deadly. Plastic bags, cigarette butts, and other trash can kill New York's wildlife and ruin the outdoor experience for everyone. So please.
Mahar talks about other popular spots.
Well, some of the more popular campgrounds like North South Lake and Catterskill Falls area is obviously a place where we're seeing a lot of density, and they're very popular spots, so we're seeing increased use there. We obviously have a lot of DEC staff there that are managing the density in those areas. And again, if you come to a trailhead or a parking lot and it is full, please don't park on the side of a road or someplace that's not safe and find another good location nearby, because there are many locations nearby throughout the Catskills that have equally enjoyable experiences and can provide people with a really great opportunity to spend some quality time in nature and do so in a safe way.
But what people who are complaining and saying, oh my gosh, you know, we live here year-round and there's so much litter, and they're having volunteers go and pick up. Some have said they've reached out to DEC and say, what can you do? I mean, if there is an area that has got a lot of litter, is there anything DEC will do to help, or that's just up to the area to take care of?
Well, obviously, we always step in when we have to clean up areas that have been overrun with garbage. However, that is not an official DEC responsibility, and there should be no expectations that someone else will clean up your trash for you. It is your responsibility as a member of the recreating public, when you go out and enjoy the outdoors, to carry out what you carry in and leave our places cleaner than when you found them. And you know, obviously our local partners are very instrumental in this, and we work with local governments, with state police, local law enforcement entities to make sure that these places are stewarded. And when we find trash, this is why we work together collectively to get these important messages out. It's important to remember, New York State is not your mom. We're not here to clean up after you. You can all do your part to make sure you're not leaving a mess behind, and it's your responsibility to do so.
Sean Mahar is New York State DEC Chief of Staff. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.